or on a fireplace, I guess the floor, it's usually in brick, so that when sparks come out, they don't set the wood floor on fire. It's kind of like it's flush with the floor, but it's made out of brick or stone or something. And it's very warm. It's on the floor. Right here, say here's the fire, the part right here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, on a fireplace, how about the, it's usually a beam above the fire where you maybe put a lamp, or a man may keep his wallet and his keys there, or they'll have a picture there.
Mantle?
Okay. And what do you call the two metal poles that you support your logs with in a fire? They kind of hold it above the ashes.
Andog.
Okay. Have you ever heard other terms for those?
Doggone.
Okay. And let's see. Say the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace. There are sometimes people used to cook things in front of it by just laying them in front of the fire on bricks. Every fireplace has one. I just don't know how to describe it right. I was thinking of the word hearth.
A hearth?
Where's that? Or have I got the right piece? Is that on the floor?
And I hear the old people call them a hearth.
And where was that?
But I don't know how you spell even the word.
Okay, and if you had an object on this place above the fire, you might say, put the candle on the
mantle.
Okay, and usually if you've got a fireplace, sometimes there's a big round piece of wood with bark on it that you burn, larger than any of the rest of them.
We call that a backlog.
Okay, and what do you call the other, say, smaller pieces of wood that you use? Or say kindling, fatty kindling, or for just starting a fire. What would you call that?
For starting a fire?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it, kindling.
Just kindling? Any other
kindling
terms, if it's unusually, say, wet, because it's just been pulled in?
Well, a forest stick, you know, it's not as large as what they call a back log.
Mm-hmm.
But a forest stick would be much larger than it, than perhaps than the rest of the wood you have on the hand on.
Mm-hmm.
For the part burned.
Mm-hmm.
We'd call that a forest stick.
Let's see. What do you call the black stuff that collects in the chimney? Or I guess in any stove. Sometimes it clogs it up.
Set.
Okay. And what would you call the stuff that collects?
How do you pronounce that word? S-O-O-T.
Set. I mean, I don't...
Set.
And the things that fall to the bottom if you're burning a log, they're usually kind of gray.
Ashes.
Okay. And if they were very, very light, you might say the fireplace is full of
ashes.